My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Friday's Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast. On this, the first day of March 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia. A little on the cool side. You know, not too terribly bad, but a little on the cool side. At least we're not getting any precipitation, at least yet. Supposed to get pretty windy again this weekend. Most of you know we had a major power outage here. That's been all fixed. Everything seemed to be going well yesterday. Then last night, I really crashed. I guess, from no sleep. It wasn't a very productive day for me yesterday. Let's put it that way. All right, we do have a couple of stories this morning. Not a whole lot in the way of news. Excuse me. Jubilee Boots auction doubled. Another story is a free cruise to everybody on a flight. That was pretty cool. Port Canaveral Marina leases not renewed. Carnival ups fundraising. And lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today, folks, this is my brother-in-law's day. It's National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. I mean, I don't dislike peanut butter. But my brother-in-law eats peanut butter till it's coming out of his ears, I think. He puts peanut butter on hamburgers. Ugh. He loves peanut butter. Toast in the morning with eggs, peanut butter. Not me. All right, if you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you're getting the podcast from, all the big hitters. Tune in, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Pandora, any of them. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and voila, up pops the Fat Travel Guy. All right, before I get to the sidelines this morning, I have to mention that, you know, that this, if it was hurricane season, I'd be talking about weather every day. But a blockbuster California storm is set to unload, get this, folks, as much as 12 feet of snow. And blizzard conditions in parts of the state through the weekend. The storm will bury California under the biggest snowfall of the year and create treacherous road conditions. Up to 5 inches of snow per hour is expected along the Sierra Nevada mountains. Most extreme conditions will unfold at the highest elevations with wind gusts up to 100 miles an hour. And meanwhile, the folks in Texas that are, you know, got all the fires going, that wind's heading their way. So after a reasonably decent day yesterday, winds coming down out of the Sierra Nevadas now are going to be heading right toward Texas, and they're going to get, probably have more fire problems this weekend. So Anyway, I had to mention both of those things this morning just because they're so unusual for this time of year. All right. So yesterday, Hot Air Tom went to a class, and I'm not going to show the whole thing, folks. I'm just going to show you the first few seconds. That's Hot Air Tom in a class to learn how to make mojitos. Now, you can see he's not doing a whole hell of a lot. He's just sitting there. Well, it does eventually get on to him making a mojito, but you have to wait through several minutes of that before you get to it. So anyway, I appreciate that Hot Air Tom's efforts there. Okay, so Rochelle was in Hualien, Taiwan. Hualien, Taiwan. And there's some Buddhist temples and some shopping and like it's similar to like a flea market in this country. But she continually takes wonderful pictures. Oh, guess who that is? That would be Cindy and Orson. They're out in California. They actually did a hop-on, hop-off bus tour yesterday of Hollywood. I think it was of Hollywood. Anyway, hop-on, hop-off bus tour. So, of course, they posted some pictures. And they also went to a farmer's market. That's Cindy at an ice cream stand. I'm wondering, where's the booze? There's no booze in these pictures. Well, I didn't wait. It's coming. So, of course, they got all hot and bothered out on that tour and yesterday and had to relax a little. They went to Tom Tom's for dinner last night. And, of course, there were some adult beverages involved there, Tom Tom's. That's a pretty nice-looking meal that Cindy has there. And that's Cindy with an after-dinner drink. Oh, it ate Orson's, had Orson's meal, too. Anyway, that was it in Hollywood yesterday. So the girls are definitely enjoying the trip. All right, the lead story today comes from our friends over at Carnival. Carnival Cruise Line recently concluded a special online auction fundraiser for a pair of custom-made cowboy boots from Parker Boot Company in a theme that matches their new Texas-based flagship, Carnival Jubilee. Bidding was open for 3 weeks on the boots, which would typically retail for $8,000, with the winning bid ultimately coming in at $25,000. With that incredibly generous bid made by Emerson Hankemeyer, the CEO of Cruise Oriented Vacations to Go Travel Agency headquartered in Houston, and he also went on a 7-night sailing aboard the Carnival Jubilee in a balcony stateroom. Hankemeyer's winning bid was announced as part of the ship's official naming ceremony on the Jubilee back on the 24th. But there's been an update now to that auction. The fundraiser was always intended to offer just a single pair of boots to match the pair of Carnival Cruise Line president Christine Duffy, the ones that she wore when welcoming the first guest on board the Jubilee, meaning there would only be two pairs of these very unique boots ever made. Now, however, the second place bid has been revealed to be just shy of Hankemeyer's winning bid. To encourage more donations, Hankemeyer graciously agreed to a second pair of custom-made boots if his $25,000 bid was matched, for a total of three pairs of the Carnival Jubilee-themed boots to ever be made. Richard Hofs, a diamond-level Carnival cruiser from Granbury, Texas, stepped up and met the fundraising challenge and donated an additional $25,000. The second pair of fundraiser boots will now go to Hope's wife, Carol. We are so proud that through the generosity of a travel advisor and a guest, we've raised $50,000 for this great cause, Carnival Cruise Line said on the surprise second donation. The donation will go to Operation Homefront, a charity that supports military families through a variety of programs, including housing assistance, school supplies, holiday toy drives, and more. Pretty cool stuff from the Carnival Boots. I like it. All right. I'll be back with a couple more stories. Not a whole lot, but a couple more stories. After a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So how would you like to get on an airplane? And while you're on the airplane, Richard Branson gets up and takes over the microphone. Now, got to understand, earlier this week, Virgin Voyages announced that they were moving one of the cruise ships to San Juan later this year for cruises to the Caribbean. To celebrate having Resilient Lady based in Puerto Rico, Sir Richard Branson surprised everyone on a Delta flight from Atlanta to San Juan with a free cruise on Virgin. He personally boarded the flight and gave a free cruise to all SkyMiles members, that's Delta's frequent flyer program, who were 18 years and older. I mean, after all, Virgin Voyages is an adult-only cruise line. The free cruise is good for the ship's inaugural season in San Juan that will begin later this year. Resilient Lady will sell 7, 8, 10, and 11-night cruises to the Caribbean from San Juan starting in November of this year. Now, over in Port Canaveral, Florida, Port Canaveral has confirmed that Cape Marina will not have their lease renewed when the agreement expires in 2026. Dock space can be used more efficiently if the two marinas at the port, Cape Marina and Blue Points Marina, are merged into one facility. Ultimately, with the space now occupied by Blue Points Marina, that is being eyed for a new cruise terminal large enough to accommodate some of today's largest ships. Already, the busiest cruise port in the world, Port Canaveral, is continuing to see phenomenal growth, with more cruise line expanding operations to the Space Coast with convenient access to Orlando. Royal Caribbean International's sixth Oasis class ship, Utopia of the Seas, is scheduled to debut from Port Canaveral in July of this year, offering short cruises aboard the massive vessel, a unique option for cruise fans. And that's just going to help Port Canaveral grow even more when I open up a huge ship to doing short cruises. And finally this morning, we got to jump back over to Carnival and a significant philanthropic commitment. Carnival Cruise Line has announced a new fundraising goal of $50 million by 2030 for St. Jude's Children Research Hospital, headquartered in St. Paul, Minnesota. You know, they've been raising money for St. Jude's forever. I mean, they do all sorts. They do all sorts of things on board. They do sales. They sell shirts. They sell sweatshirts. They do walks. They do all kinds of things to raise money. The new pledge was unveiled during the naming ceremony for Jubilee in Galveston. To kick off the effort, Christine Duffy, president of Carnival Cruise Line, marked the occasion with a symbolic $50,000 donation presented to Richard C. Scheidak, president and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude. Carnival recently surpassed its previous goal of $33 million to St. Jude ahead of schedule in 2024, resulting in the new pledge that continues to solidify a life-saving partnership. You know, I'll fuss at Carnival on occasions about things, but Carnival does a lot of things really well, and this is one of them. So hats off to Carnival and all the folks that are involved in but either of those fundraising efforts. Good way for Carnival to give back. All right, let's jump over and see who's in the chat room today. And if I'm getting sex bombed, there's Hot Air Tom from his very own island, St. Thomas. Mike's with us. Good morning, Mike. Joanne's here. Thank God it's Friday, she says. I agree. Hey, I was cheated. No intro message. What? What intro? Oh, your video. Sorry about that. I just thought it was funny to sit there and look at your belly. I thought that was great. Emily's here. Hello, everyone. Hi, Emily. Gators and the neighbors will have to move, make room for a new terminal. You know, I don't know. That's not where I think those buildings are going to stand. The marinas. The way I read this, Hot Air Tom, the marinas are going to combine and they're going to take a marina space down toward the end of the area there. And that's where the new dock and terminal is going to go. But I think the restaurants and all are going to stay. Emily says she can definitely do peanut butter and crackers sandwiches. Yeah. There's Gary. Morning, Gary. I promise, Gary, I will talk to you later on today so we can finish up the booking. Gary's going to go to Alaska. Any of you want to go, come on. Going to work on it quite a bit this weekend. It's not going anywhere since it's too cold to get out and go. Hot Air says the storm will fill Lake Mead. Yeah, well, Lake Mead still needs a lot of filling. But yeah, that definitely could. Can you imagine 12 feet of snow? Yeah, no. There ought to be a law against that. How long are you in St. Thomas? They're just for the day. Todd's with us again. Good morning, Todd. Todd's becoming a regular here on the show. Glad to have you again. They leave at 5 p.m. I will be going up the Sky Ride after Chili Show. That Sky Ride is accessible if you can get there. The problem is I couldn't get there, but they actually take on that Sky Ride. They'll take a scooter or a chair and put it to the next seat. So you ride the Skyline, and when you get off, your chair's where you are. So I think that's the way it works. I couldn't get up there, though. Yo, yo, Brooklyn in the house. Eddie's with us. Hi, Eddie. Rats, and we flew Delta last Friday to Tampa. Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. Chili Cruises. No, the intro message with your channel introduction. It didn't play. Video started with you in mid-sentence. Huh. I didn't know that, Odd Air. This is my first show with all new equipment. They came yesterday afternoon. That was one of the things that had me just going way too much yesterday. But they were here for a couple hours yesterday installing new equipment and testing it out and everything. It seemed like everything was fine. I'll have to go back and check and see why I cut off the intro, because I think I played it. Yeah, I played it. All right. That is going to wrap me up for today, folks. So that'll end the show for today. As always, guys, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great weekend, everybody. See everybody back here on Monday.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.